out of the vineyard movement. And the vineyard movement is the same spiritual reference point that we get the holy laughter movement that is spreading like frogs around the world today. And what we're suggesting to you in this study is that in Revelation 16, the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet that are leading the world to Armageddon, that it's taking place. And that the books of Daniel and Revelation go together. And that when we, in a previous study, which I hope if you haven't seen that you'll avail yourself of, when we look at Daniel 11 verses 40 to 45, we see a story that begins in verse 40 between the king of the south, the king of the north, and ultimately a third character comes in as symbolized in chariots, ships, and horsemen, which we identify as the United States. And we see in these three symbolic powers in verse 40, none other than the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet of Revelation 16. Only we're seeing their political aspect. We're seeing a story in verses 40 to 45 of Daniel 11 of how these three powers struggle politically to lead the world, not in Daniel 11 to Armageddon, but in Daniel 11, these three powers lead the world to a geographical position between the seas and the glorious holy mountain, which is a geographical area that Bible commentators will tell you is the Valley of Jezreel, with the same implications, the same geographical connotations as Armageddon. Daniel 11, 40 to 45 is nothing more than Daniel's piece of information about how these three powers strive against one another, beginning in the 1798 time period, and ultimately lead the world to the point where there is just two classes, those that serve the Lord and those that don't. And Revelation 16 is telling that same story. Same three powers, only their spiritual side, leading the world to Armageddon. And we have suggested in the previous study of Daniel 11 that when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989, that this was the wake-up call for Seventh-day Adventists, that these final rapid movements had begun. And the next thing to take place in these sequence of verses was a Sunday law in the United States. And we're saying that Daniel and Revelation go together, and brothers and sisters, it's easy to show that the spirit that comes out of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, the miracles of the New Age movements, the prophecies of the New Age movements, being the spirit of the dragon, the miracles and prophecies of Mary and the apparitions of Mary being the spirit of...